This week, the country recognizes Veterans Day by honoring those who've served in the military. This year, WFIU's Lindsay Wright sat down with 95-year-old World War II veteran A.J. Lehman, who lives in Columbus, Indiana. The decorated veteran enlisted in the Marine Corps when he was 19 and spent nearly 2.5 years overseas on the front line, invading several islands in the Pacific. A stint of malaria and double pneumonia nearly killed him during that time. The Hoosier veteran shares his story in his own words.
Time come, we was sound asleep one morning about 1 o'clock, and the sergeant come in and scout and said, "We're shipping out." I said, "Shipping out? Yeah," I said, "we haven't had no liberty." "Well, you'll get liberty, all right. You'll be looking down another rifle." So anyhow, we got on the ship and left San Diego and Camp Elliott at Tarawa. I was in there an invasion, and I don't know how many days, or I think it was about 10 days, and I got in trouble and I went in a coma. And somebody said they had me in the pile with the deceased, you know, people that were killed. And somebody seen my hand move. And they took me out and took me to New Caledonia, another island where we had a hospital. And I come out of it and I couldn't walk, and they was going to send me to New Zealand for recuperating. And somebody said, "Well, the Saratoga's in town," said, "it's a huge aircraft carrier," and said, "wonder what they got." Well, of course, they had a first-class hospital on there. Well, that's where I went. I tell you, it never leaves you, honey. It's there. I have bad dreams. When I first got married, I bloodied my wife's nose twice. She punched me. And man, I come out of it. She learned to holler. She learned fast. But you know, I was just instinct. I was still on guard, and I still am. The war was won by red-blooded Americans that wanted this country free and all the good assets of life that we were accustomed to. I always said when I was a child growing up, I'd go to the parade, you know, in the VFW and the American Legion, and how proud they were marching. I said, "Well, if there's a war, I'm going to go." And it has made me appreciate everything in this good old country of ours. God bless America.